morning, I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our seventh special session. Today is August 2nd, '23. The time is 10 a.m., and we are on day three of our agenda. Congressman Keane, will you please say our morning prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you lay your healing hands on anyone that's suffering any ailments, physical or mental. We ask that you watch over our Osage students as we approach a new school year, and also watch over their parents. Please provide them wisdom and safety in moving ahead. We ask that you just lay your healing hand on any mourners out there we have, and just guide us and direct us in the next few days. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman? Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Next, we are on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Motion to approve the journal as presented.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and we are now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Rivard?
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief. The Appropriations Committee met and discussed ONCA 23-76, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $475,613 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. The co-sponsor was Congressman Bickhorst. Final committee action was a do pass with yes votes from Hamilton, Shaw, Stabler, Rivard, and Redcorn. We also discussed ONCA 23-78, An act to amend ONCA 22-03 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $9,804 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon was the sponsor. Congressman Big Horse co-sponsored. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were yes from Hamilton, Shaw, Stabler, Revard, and Redcorn. We also discussed ONCA 23-79, an act to amend ONCA 22-95 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $953,267 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon was the sponsor. Congressman Big Horse co-sponsored. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Hamilton, Shaw, Stabler, Revard, and Redcorn. Within that budget, they amended page 3, lines 89 through 132, and struck that section and adjusted the totals accordingly. They also amended page 8, line 347 and a half. And they struck 150,000 and inserted 90 and adjusted the totals accordingly.
Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief Walker, members of Congress, and those listening in. The Government Operations Committee met on August 1st. And the final committee action on resolution number ONCR 23-17 is a due pass, a resolution to approve and authorize the execution of a self-governance compact between the Osage Nation and the United States of America for the comprehensive delivery of services. Sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Revard, co-sponsor is Congressman Scott Bighorse, and the passed through committee as a due pass unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. We're still on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Revard.
Okay, thank you. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday, August 1st, to discuss ONCA 23-75, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $750,000 to the Community Development Financial Institution, CDFI, out of the retained revenue, and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor, and Congressman Big Horse co-sponsored. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Hamilton, Keene, Lemon, Tillman, Revard, and Stabler. The committee amended the amount from $750,000 to $1 million, and that occurred on page 1, line 18. Struck $750,000, inserted $1 million. Page 1, line 27, we struck $750,000 and inserted $1 million. We also discussed bill number ONCA 23-80, an act to amend the alternate effective date on ONCA 23-73 to give the gaming enterprise more time to negotiate terms with its lending facility and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. The final committee action was do not pass with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, Lemon, Stabler, and Revard, with a no vote from Congressman Tillman. We also discussed ONCR 23-14, a resolution to approve the amendments to the bylaws of the Place to Borrow Money Public Purpose Corporation in accordance with the Articles of Incorporation. I was the sponsor. Co-sponsor was Congressman Bickhorst. The final committee action was due pass with 6 yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, Lemon, Stabler, Tillman, and Rebar. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, the speaker will entertain a motion to recess for the purposes of the Appropriations Committee meeting from 11. It's noticed from 11 to 2.
So moved.
So moved in a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.